Welcome to the Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we hope you connect with God to bust through the roadblocks that have held you back for years, create the work you love, and really live the life you know God created you to live as an artist in His kingdom. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey everybody, it's Matt Tama, and I'm so glad that you're on the podcast with me today. You know, I got a question the other day from someone, and I get these from time to time from listeners and people who see me on Facebook or read one of my books. And, you know, they're asking me a question, trying to get to the next level in their creative art journey. And it was kind of one of those awkward questions, you know, like, oh, I don't know if I should answer this or not. But the question essentially was, you know, how do you know if your art is like good enough for the marketplace, or how of it, you know, maybe it's just like refrigerator art. And the question was actually this. It said, how do you tell someone who is mediocre and not really called or maybe ready to make their living from art simply because it will never sell, that perhaps God gave you that art just as a passion, maybe a hobby, maybe just enjoy or glorify Him with, but it's not actually your calling to make, you know, your financial living? Well, that's a great question, but obviously nobody talks about that much because it could be a really sensitive, you know, kind of conversation. And nobody honestly wants to have that conversation with anybody because it can be really, you know, sticky, especially with somebody who's still stumbling around the basics, you know? Well, sometimes there are those really hard cases too when, you know, I've had folks like this come to a conference or maybe, you know, be on a webinar or ask me a question and they think that, you know, they kind of think like they're God's gift to art. Like that it's kind of like those American Idol interviews, you know, and auditions when they come on there and they're like, I believe I can fly. And they're like, you know, you cannot sing. And they're like, what? You don't think I can sing? I mean, and you're like, hello, honey, you cannot sing. So they got a lot of desire and belief, but there's just no way beyond an absolute miracle of God in their life that they're going to be able to take that to the next level. They're just starting from a huge, huge deficit. And you know, you may be asking the same question too. Maybe you're not in that place per se, but you're asking the question, hey, does my art really have the capacity to help me make a living and actually go into the marketplace, either as a serious hobbyist, maybe part-time, even full-time? And so I've got 10 things I want to share with you today because I think they're super important to helping all artists understand whether or not, you know, their art really has the capacity to help them go into the marketplace and be successful. Because listen, the worst thing anybody can do for you as an emerging artist is promise you the moon and pat you on the back. You're like, oh, this is great. And the whole time, it's just not there. It's just not going to happen. You don't have the skill level. You don't have the marketing, you know, savvy. You don't have it yet. And so that's one of the things that I really am committed to doing in the lives of the artists that I work with. You know, even meeting someone at a conference or speaking into their life in the mentoring program, I want to be honest. And so no matter where you are on your journey, you can be sure that you can always, you know, be moving forward and developing into the person that you believe God's called you to be over time, but you may not be there now. And so these signposts, if you will, I think are really going to help you. So number one, I would say this. Everybody starts creating as a hobby. Listen, no artist in the world ever started out as a pro. Everybody starts creating art because they have a passion to create, to respond and to reflect on what's going on in their own heart with tools and techniques and all the things that they love in their chosen medium. And so unless you end up cultivating that really deep connection and love for creating over time, you'll be a burned out, you know, replication of yesterday's inspiration. You know, you're just going to be replicating and emulating people all the time. So listen, creating as a hobby is super valid and super important. And it's a worthy pursuit. It's something that you need to be doing personally, especially, I think, as an act of even worship to the Lord. But you have to start there, because if you don't start in that place of connection, then you'll never get to the place of moving into offering your art, you know, in the marketplace in an authentic way. Now, number two, I would say this, everybody can use creative expression for personal enjoyment. Again, most people start creating because they love it. They find the process or the product like for enjoyable. Like for me, I love going in the woods and harvesting natural material. So if you're a painter, you may just love getting alone and painting. Or if you're a potter, you love the way your fingers feel in the clay. Or jewelers, you love, you know, hammering on that metal or whatever it is, or setting a stone. There's something that's important about that to you, that's valuable about that to you. And listen, if at any point in your creative journey, if you're not loving that, if you're just kind of going through the motions, I just always say stop. Stop the train. Get off the boat and take a deep breath. Ask, you know, the hard questions and be like, you know, why am I not enjoying this right now? Am I overworked? Is my schedule too busy? Am I prioritizing other things above the main thing in my life? Am I letting all the time suckers around me, you know, steal my time as opposed to setting healthy boundaries? But you got to start in that place of personal enjoyment. Now, number three, I would say this: God is glorified through the process of creating. I've written about this so much, especially in my second book, Creativity According to the Kingdom. But listen, the first way that God introduces himself to humanity in the Bible, in the Genesis story, is actually as an artist. And then the whole story of the Bible is this artist and father and God who reveals himself to humanity, creates man and woman, and invites them to be involved in the creative process with him. See, the cool thing about being restored into the kingdom through our relationship with Jesus is we're not just sinners saved by grace. We're not just people waiting on God to come rescue us and take us to heaven. No, we're ambassadors. We're his image bearers in the earth, and we get to reflect the very nature of this beautiful, creative God who's our Father in our art-making process. That alone is justification enough to create your whole life long. But listen, God is glorified when we reflect his nature and his divine creativity in what we do. Now, number four, this is really big because I see people jump out there too quickly in this. But number four is this: selling your work does not validate your creative gifting. Listen, the creative process is valid and important and worthy because it's a gift from God and because it's a way for you to express yourself and connect and reflect his nature. But listen, if you never sell a piece of artwork in your life, it does not mean that somehow your creativity was less or not good enough or whatever. It simply means that you've chosen not to take it in that direction. And listen, for many artists to sell their work, including me, is a wonderful encouragement, you know, that others love what I do and purchase my work and that sort of thing. But listen, it does not and it can never define me or my process or my enjoyment of that process. Listen, everybody sees me now. You know, I've been doing what I do with baskets for 25 years, and praise the Lord, I've had a lot of favor around what I do, and my work sells for thousands and thousands of dollars. I love sharing that story and that, you know, how to do that methodology with others that's birthed out of the Spirit. But listen, that does not define my creative gift, and that does not define God's love for me, and that does not define whether my creativity is valid or not valid, worth pursuing or not pursuing. Listen, I really believe if my sales stopped tomorrow, where would I be? I'd still be out in the woods, walking, experiencing the Lord, seeing all the beautiful things that are around it, and making, because making is what he's made me to do. I love that. And so you've always got to realize that if you sell your work, awesome. And that may be a big part of what God's got for your life. But if you don't ever let yourself think that defines somehow or lessens your creative gifting. Now, number five is this, and I've just found this to be true in my life and in the lives of so many other artists. Maturing as an artist is an intentional process. See, for most artists who sell their work, it's been a very intentional act of maturing both artistically, spiritually, and in business. And frankly, it takes a long time. It takes years to develop maturity. And there is no way, listen, if there was, I'd have found it, but there's no way to shortcut that process. It's day by day, moment by moment, pursuing excellence, pursuing inspiration, that spiritual connection with the Lord, understanding how to market and sell your work, picking up ideas from here, from there, listening to mentors, allowing the Holy Spirit to illuminate. So listen, just because you can sell really well doesn't mean that your work is worth selling either. I mean, that's huge. And also, on the other hand, just because you're selling a lot doesn't mean that your work isn't worthy. It's just a process, and you got to stay in that process. So as you mature, you know, realize that that's not just going to happen on autopilot, or that's not just going to happen because, well, I got a word from the Lord that said God said I was going to be this incredible artist. Yeah. Every time the Lord gives you a promise, there's always then a call or a directive to respond. See, God gives you, like in Isaiah 54, for example, sing, O barren one, you who have no child, you know, sing, even though the baby isn't there, sing, all right? And then what does he say right after that? Enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, you got to sing even in the face of something not manifesting in your life. You got to enlarge the place of your tent, even when nothing around you says you need to enlarge. Why? Because you're speaking those things that are not as though they were. And that's what being intentional in your creative process and in your growth as an artist is all about, is making preparation for what you believe and what you know God is doing and what God is bringing into your life. Now, six is this. Selling art is not for the faint of heart. I mean, I'll be honest, I've never been more fulfilled and joyful in my life than since, 2009, when I started really creating and selling my work for a living. But believe me, it has been hard. It's a hard journey. Does the Lord walk with you in the middle of that? Absolutely. Does the Holy Spirit guide you and bring you into all truth and open doors and bring favor? Yes, absolutely. But listen, it is not an easy road. It's a road that has to be intentional. And it's, I think, though, the most beautiful road, because it's a road where you're going to learn to develop faith like you have never, ever developed faith before. So listen, unless you're ready really to embrace both sides of working in your business, that is, kind of creating the work that you love, and on the business, that is creating a business that acts as a vehicle to take your art to the marketplace while you're empowered by the Holy Spirit. Listen, unless you're willing to do that, you're in for a rude awakening, because you can learn to do both. And when you're called to it, there's grace for that to succeed and to flow in your life. But it still takes that everyday grit of getting up and, even in the face of difficulty, saying, you know what? This is who God's called me to be. This is what I know that I'm called to do. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do it scared. I'm going to do it in the face of not knowing what's going to happen. I'm going to do it even when I don't feel like everything is going my way. And listen, God shows up in the middle of that. Now, and that brings me to number seven, which I think is one of the most exciting parts about selling and being connected to the voice of the Lord, is that you got to watch for the signposts of favor. See, if you're intentionally growing in maturity artistically and spiritually and in your business, then you got to keep your eyes out for what God's doing in relationships with clients, with galleries, with strategic partners, with landlords, with friends, with, people just walking by your studio or the show that you're at, or an exhibition that comes through, or a random email that comes. Listen, God is always intersecting your path and trying to invade your space in order to bring heaven to earth in your life and through your life. And so you got to be watching for those signposts of favor. And listen, when the time's right, all right, even though the season, you may be like, well, I'm not in the right season yet, or I don't know the season that I'm in. You know, when the time is right, listen, as you're sowing seeds, as you're doing the thing God's called you to do, when the time's right, the relationships, the resources, the connections that you need to succeed, listen, they're going to be there. because God is faithful to provide everything that you need at the right time that you need it. All right. Until then, I always tell people, you know, what do I do now? Well, here's what you do now. You ask the Lord, Lord, what's in my hand? What have you put in my hand right now that I can steward well, that I can be fruitful with now? Because listen, as you steward things well now, as you're fruitful with a little, then he's going to make you ruler over much. Be fruitful first and then multiply. All right. Now, number eight is kind of a hard one, but it's really, really important. You got to believe in yourself. All right. That positive self-image, that self-image that's based on the word of God, not by feelings and woundedness and trauma and all the things that have held you back for years. But at the same time, you've got to be able to receive critical feedback in your life. Listen, do you have people in your life that you trust enough to be able to tell you the hard things about your art? Do you have people in your life that you can show a body of work to and receive the criticism that they give you? Listen, that is so important. That's one of the things I love actually about our mentoring program, because, you know, with a community of hundreds of artists, when people post their work, not only do you get, hey, that's awesome, but you also get, not so much. Did you think about this or what about that? Or there are questions that you could ask. I love that. But you got to be able to receive, be teachable, be moldable, so that not only the Holy Spirit himself, but also the people that the Holy Spirit brings in your life can speak into and, like iron sharpening iron, help you grow into the artist that you know God wants you to be. Number nine is this, and this is so true. Do not try to force it in your art, in your relationships, in your spiritual life, in your business. Listen, anytime you're moving with the Lord, you should be feeling a forward momentum with him. You should know that you're on the right track and moving in the direction. And if you don't, again, I just encourage you to stop and say, Father, where did you get off the train? Because I don't want to be running ahead by myself. I want to be feeling the momentum of your spirit in everything that I do, and asking, Lord, have I made a wrong turn? Are you asking me just to sit still for a while? Because listen, where God leads and guides, there is favor and grace, and there's authority and there's opportunity. And even in the midst of difficulties, there's a knowing that he is there with you in the middle of that. All right. Listen, you don't want to get into the business of birthing something yourself and then trying to sustain that in the flesh. You don't want to create the wave. We want to ride the wave that God creates so that we can take notice and benefit from all the momentum that he is providing by his spirit. And then lastly, and I've alluded to this, but listen, this is just the truth. And anybody that tells you this is not the truth is lying to you. It is a process. None of us finish where we start. Life is a process. Growing your business is a process. Growing your art is a process. Learning to hear the Lord and listen to him is a process. But listen, if you believe God's plan for your life is to eventually be creating your art and selling that, then awesome. Don't ever give up on that dream. But listen, you got to be realistic about where you are in the process and realize that every step of the way, as you lean into the Lord, he's going to be there and intersecting your path, bringing exactly what you need at the right time in order to grow you up and bring you into everything that he's got for you. Hey, I love you very much. I hope you'll continue to share this message with your friends, that you'll listen to it again and again, that you'll be encouraged by it and realize that even if you feel like, is my art just refrigerator art right now? or no matter where you are on the journey, that you'll really be pressing in to all that God has for you. All right. Love you very much. Until next time, I'm Matt Tommy. And thanks so much for listening to the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. Hey, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today on the podcast. Listen, I hope it's been a huge encouragement to you on your journey as an artist. Hey, also, before you leave, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the other episodes of the Thriving Christian Artist Podcast. And also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or at my website, which is matttommymentoring.com. Until next time, remember, you were created to thrive. Bye-bye.